So the thing that's fantastic about Oxford is the absence of silos, the fact that you can work right across the disciplines as your research interests dictate.
Where else but in Oxford could a professor of engineering and a professor of ancient history make sense of a hoard of wooden tablets from Roman times discovered in a rubbish tip near Hadrian's Wall?
When all the world's top universities are trying to globalise, Oxford's already there. And it's playing this incredibly important role for the whole world. You know, not just as a centre of research excellence, but as one of the very few centres outside of the United States that can be among the top two or three players. Oxford's got a global mission.
At the core of Oxford's medical programme are the research labs at Headington. From here, the long arm of Oxford reaches out into Africa and Southeast Asia as scientists and researchers grapple with the diseases that plague mankind.
For the billion poorest people in the world, the three major causes of death are all infectious diseases. HIV, malaria, and tuberculosis are the major killers. And we have a very powerful vaccine program which is currently developing new vaccines, novel vaccines, for all three of those major infectious diseases. In Africa, a scientist by the name of Kevin Marsh has been there for more than 20 years, developing a whole range of new interventions and studying, again, the major infectious diseases in that environment.
But it looks a bit better than the last time I saw him.
Yes, it looks better, but that's because the abnormal movements are...
Sure.
Well, I think Oxford's contribution to international health research has just been extraordinary in terms of its length of commitment and its breadth and depth of commitment. We talked earlier about the fact that people are very long-term involved in national institutes, but within Oxford itself, the breadth of basic science research across the major international diseases like HIV, TB, malaria is simply outstanding.
Oxford's astrophysicists travel the world, scanning the cosmos through powerful telescopes, asking some basic questions. What we all want to know is whether there are worlds out there like our own.
We believe very much that there are. We've detected hundreds of planets around stars already, and the quest to find a planet like the Earth is now on.
At the university's Botanic Gardens, Director Timothy Walker is on plant watch. Biology is his passion, and keeping every endangered plant alive and well is an article of faith.
We are probably going to need to look for some new food plants, for example, in the future as the world's climate changes. And we only use a handful of species of plant at the moment. And so looking after all plants means that our children and grandchildren are going to have much better choices in the future of what to grow and what to survive, what they're going to need to survive.
The engine room of Oxford, the dynamo that generates investment and research grants, are the labs that house the chemists.
In terms of the energy crisis, Oxford Chemistry is working on replacements for carbon-based fuels, fossil fuels, that are completely non-polluting. If you could turn nitrogen, that is naturally the major constituent of air, and add hydrogen to that to make a compound called ammonia, and then you burn the ammonia, all you get back is water and nitrogen gas that goes back into the air where it came from. That would be completely non-polluting. We are working very hard on this problem. My research group is actively looking at this and making great progress. It will come.
Adam Bumpus is number 4 in the Lineker 8. If he catches the 8 in front, it's called a bump, and his boat moves up a place in the division.
this is a very traditional Oxford thing, and something that's very new in Oxford is a move towards a study of more environmental issues that are happening around the world. And this is what I work on in the Environmental Change Institute at Oxford, which is on climate change, and I work on carbon offsets that are happening in Honduras. And what we see is that the change in towards focus on environmental issues is something which Oxford, even as a traditional institution, can really make a big difference in because of the expertise we have in here.